Hello friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi, taking your subject on internet marketing. We are on chapter 12, which is about communication tools, various communication tools that you can use in your internet marketing. Essentially, one need to first understand the concept of integrated marketing, IMC, as they say. Integrated marketing is nothing but a coordinated integration of different media channels to communicate unified message with the persuasive call for action. So call to action or call for action, as you may say. Then how it is different earlier was. So earlier we were doing advertisements, earlier we were doing press publicity, etc. I remember my days, if I recall and give you a simple example, while I was in Escape Bearings, we were working on releasing a corporate communication about a new bearings that Escape was about to introduce. We remember the distinctly when we released our advertisements in various publications across India, which was talking about new technology bearings, our dealerships ads were talking about same old bearings, you know. So you understand the clash because we were not in an integrated frame of mind. So this is the power of integrated marketing communication. In digital age, it has become all the more so essential. Because consumers are searching things everywhere. Now, in such scenario, different messages floating around, etc., may really kill the need for search in itself, and you may be altogether abandoned. So, brand has to build an integrated manner, entire communication on the virtual web world in a way that there is a coordination that one can see it, and different digital mediums have different power available to them, which can be utilized by the marketeers to get the unified result, which is then translated into a business, either footfall at the dealership or increase in your online sale, as the case may be. Yes, such functions, such approach, IMC approach, needs a coordinated functional coordination, because overall then everyone selling, marketing, production, all will have to come together to try and see that you provide a unified support to the consumers when they start interacting with you. Integration affects all the firms, business to business as well as business to consumer also. Take the distinct example of Deepika Padukone related Axis Bank advertisements. That's one of the best IMC approach that I have seen, wherein on TVC they were enticing consumers with the way she was learning, enjoying the freedom to spend by cuisines, by fashion, this thing, etc. And then you start seeing it, the same replications onto your mobile phone, you start seeing in hoardings. Then they gradually connected with the credit cards advertisements, debit card advertisements, other services from Axis Bank, etc. And on social media, on the digital media, when they start coming in, they were respective call to action, etc. So that every message were in so integrated manner that it really convinced you that this is a bank to rely upon, and then, you know, go forward and either open a saving account or get a credit card or get a debit card, etc. So that's what is the power of, and everything was so back aligned. So the moment you have submitted your request, immediate call, then the person gets deputed. He collects the required information. At that time, there was again not so much of a digitalization that KYC could happen online. So all the KYC verifications then all happen, and then you start getting the requested service. So that's the power that we are going to study, and I have already discussed these aspects. So internal integrations requires internal marketing. So like to be an IMC centric, you first need an internal integration, and then you need an external integration. Internal integration means all the separate functions, department and the staff need to work in an integrated manner, collective manner with single objective, that is to be customer centric, serve the customer. External integration on the other hand requires all external partner, intermediaries and other agencies to unify together so that they also communicate a unified message. One message goes to the consumers, be it on any channel. So now let's understand the components of IMC. First is the foundation, the corporate image and the brand management takes the center stage, because buyer behavior, promotion, etc. depends on what image you carry, what image of your brand has, what image of your corporates has. Advertising tool, various advertising tools are available to reinforce your brand and corporate image, which can be another foundation, and advertising is a medium and the channel that you use. Promotional tools, whether it's a trade promotion, whether it's a consumer promotion, whether you will have to get into personal selling or a public relation, a very intensified public relation, etc. So what is it? That is a promotion tool that you can use in your IMC. So you start with the image, then you have advertisement tools that the Marcom, then you have promotion tools at your disposal, and you of course have a marketing mix as a important component. Friends, we have earlier discussed that it's not that entire offline marketing mix can go online. You have to have a strategy in place. So how is your internet marketing, what kind of marketing mix will it have, what kind of line depth and width that it will have, etc. Those are the things that needs to be really understood. So marketing mix is also an important component of your integrated marketing communication for internet marketing, so to say. Promotion has been one element that connects the marketing mix, because your promotion depends on what product you want to promote, and in that what you want to offer as. So that's what the crux of marketing mix: what is moving, what is not moving, what is what can be moved, you know, better by co-branding, what can be moved better by bundle pricing, what can be moved better by integrating it into the product itself, etc. So complementary products, etc. So those are the things that one need to really look at when you decide your marketing mix. Steps in deciding marketing mix, or steps in deciding very important aspects, that is situation analysis. So how's the situation? We have learnt about this. So even we have learnt about internet marketing situation analysis. So both internal and external situation analysis needs to be done from the internet marketing perspective. Set your internet marketing objectives. So what is your internet marketing objectives? Be it a percentage of total revenue, be it a value revenue, be it number of customers to reach, etc., be it lead generation, etc. So whatever is your marketing objective should be set. Aligned to that, what channel and channel based marketing budget needs to emerge. So this is the primary steps that one need to take while deciding your integrated marketing communication approach. So these are the fundamental of the marketing steps: situation analysis, the objective, strategy, and then the budgeting. Marketing mix, we are continue to understanding the overall marketing mix component and its relevance into IMC. Integrated marketing communication aims to ensure consistency of message. So crux of it is consistency of message and complementing use of media. So overall message, the TVC was enticing consumer to become a free, to acquire the freedom of enjoying life. But then the digital media was suggesting a call for action by highlighting the product and call for action. So hoarding was against drawing and enticing consumers with that Deepika Padukone's you know, beautiful captured image, and then suggesting what all products are available. So these are the way the IMC and the advertising in that play a role. And marketing mixes, they could display various products that the Axis Bank is offering. Online marketing channel, again, it's a e-marketing campaign and the program that you will have to think about. So IMC from the electronic perspective needs to be thought about. A company develops its integrated marketing communication program using all the elements of the marketing mix. So all aspects, 4 P's, or whether it is the 8 P, if it is a service marketing, they need to come as a element of your IMC component. So that's where the marketing mix play a very vital role. Now let's understand the importance of IMC. So what is, why that IMC is so useful in integrated marketing communication, especially from media advertising to multiple forms of communication. So earlier there were print or publish or broadcast media available. Now you are in a stage or state of market where multiple forms of communication needs to be undertaken to trigger certain specific call to action. So that's the power that today media is offering you. So why not utilize it? From mass media to more specialized media, you have a choice to move away from mass media. You have a choice to use a niche media to attract micro segments of your market. So that's the beauty of from mass media to niche media. And IMC, of course, can leverage this from a manufacturer control market to a retail control, consumer control market. What is changing is, earlier it's a manufacturer. Manufacturer had a loudspeaker. They will shout and tell why their product is superior, what are the unique features, etc. Now it is a retailer controlled or the consumer controlled. So it's like the either intermediary controls you or consumer controls you. Through consumers have now the loudspeaker in their hand, and their rating, their ranking, their like, dislikes, etc. determines your success. From general focus advertising to and marketing to a very data centric marketing. Earlier ads and all were released and then we waited for the result to come. Promotions were done and then we were waiting for the results to come, etc. Now with the data, that real-time data that the online and the digital media offers, marketing has become a lot of data-driven. Not only that, it's not only real-time which is important. Real-time helps you to tweak certain promotion and advertising options, etc. But it's like over a period, during a journey, also the consumer's data can be analyzed. So who buys, what he buys, at what frequency he buys, when did he stop, what must be the reason he stopped, etc. So how can you leverage and reactivate this context and all. So that's how you will use the database to your advantage. So that's where the IMC plays a very important role to first generate a data for you, and that data then can be smartly utilized to retain customers, to acquire new customers through referral programs and, you know, those other aspects. So we are trying to understand the importance of IMC. The next one is from low agency accountability to greater agency accountability, particularly the advertising agency. Earlier, advertising agency will say, okay, we produce the advertisements, we shown a creative to you. You know, everything was done with your guidance and modifications, etc. It didn't work, you know, what to do. Now, companies are making them accountable. So whatever creative, whatever dynamism, the media that they refer, there are clear set objective that company sets for them to achieve, to which they have to align their media channel, they have to align their creativity, and then they have to establish that it has worked or not. So there are KPI sets, and therefore more accountability has come due to IMC and especially the internet marketing. From traditional compensation to performance-based compensation, IMC and its linkage to the performance also enables the performance-based pay. So integrated marketing communication can also facilitate your support agencies being brought into the performance pay package orientation. IMC also provides a lot of flexibility to an individual also. So even your individual intermediaries and selling team, etc., can also be encouraged by performance-based compensation method. From limited internet access to 24/7 internet access, and we have reached up to a stage of 4G. So the speed and all is also reasonably very good, though we are far from 5G as such. So even rural areas, the penetration has gone significantly high. So that's the reason why IMC is all the more relevant. So we come to a very important discussion, which is 4 P's, which is a marketing mix, versus 4 C's, which is essentially a center of integrated marketing communication. So what is the difference, Yane? So not a product, but consumers. So in marketing, product was essential. Not that a product has been developed without consumer in consultation, but here what we are trying to say that is the consumer who decides what is right for him. It's the consumer who decides what is convenient for him. It's the consumer who decides what is competitive for him, etc. So your entire focus has to move to consumer centricity, and a consumer should be the focus of your product proposition. It's not the price, but the cost. Earlier, the cost of the product was the price that the consumer was paying. Now it's the total cost. Earlier, consumer was ignoring aspects like time that he has to invest in going to dealerships, etc. Though they were mentally doing it, but they had no choice because internet and online marketing was not there. Now what matters is the total cost. He looks at, he knows the trade-off, whether this time saved can be utilized elsewhere. So as a result, you may be marginally higher, but he will prefer to buy online, or he will prefer to not search many sites. He will start trusting one site. So it's the cost which has started driving consumers. Cost is also the total cost, the time that he invests in searching information, comparing, and then deciding, etc. So now if that time can be crushed or can be reduced, that means customer sees a value in your proposition, in your site as a product, so to say, or the service. Not the place, but the convenience. Now the place has become of less relevance, exclusive stores or, you know, hi-fi stores, etc., or well infrastructure stores, etc., or store as one of the, you know, corporate identity element has, I won't say lost significance, because brick and mortar model is still there and will also survive. But what customer is looking at is as a convenience. What is conveniently available to him? So convenience has various dimensions. You as a manufacturer, producer, seller must understand this. Not promotion, but the communication. So earlier, just talking about how good you are or what is your offer, etc., was sufficient. Now it is not promotion offer that matters. It is like what you communicate to customer. Why should he have you? What is different in you, etc. So that the promotion becomes more value for him. So communication is more relevant in today's. So in the IMC scenario, four P's are getting replaced by four C's that one need to really understand. So that's a crux of the entire IMC to be successful. So effective communication elements under IMC, the goal of selecting the element is to create a campaign that is effective and consistent across any media. So you select the channel, you select the element in such a way that you are able to do a unified communication. That's the crux of any IMC. The bulk of research budget is to spend on the element of that you choose for the campaign. So your understanding about each element, its association, relationship with the consumers, consumers' dependency on various channels should be well known to you. That only will enable you to choose the right channel for your IMC. Once tested, the research element can then be applied. You can, suppose if sufficient data is not available, you can create a market research on that. And once you are satisfied using testing the such channels, and you know through a derived information that this is a channel that works better for you, then you develop your channel plan, and then you start adding additional channel gradually based on your understanding and increasing knowledge about the other channel and working of your existing channel. Promotion opportunity analysis. So now we have come to a stage, we have earlier studied effective communication element, promotion opportunity analysis. Promotion opportunity analysis is also one of the elements, but it is a separate subject in itself. Promotion opportunity analysis is nothing but it's the ability to identify your target audience who get influenced by the promotions. Companies do this for the goods and services, and it helps you to tweak your communication strategy to approach those target segments. So promotion opportunity analysis is what kind of promotion work, what kind of promotion when reached through what medium is more noticed and effective, and what kind of people buy through promotion, etc. So the promotion opportunity analysis for internet is all the more relevant, because internet allows you even those flexibility of micro segmenting, and then through data inputs it can give you the return results also, which was not possible in our days of conventional or a traditional media. When I say our days, it's not that I am outdated. I am aware of both the things. But yeah, prima facie, my journey has become more during those conventional era. So I am able to therefore differentiate and give you that perspective. So promotion opportunity analysis was not really done in the conventional days, where entire market was looked upon as a promotion, because through promotion at that point of time, you were only looking at new customers to come in. You were only looking at fence sitters to move in as your customers. Now promotion is looked upon in many ways, for lead generation, for converting the lead into actual customers, for retaining the customers. So this is possible in the internet marketing, because it provides you with the data leads when the data is analyzed. So promotion opportunity analysis is a very important aspect of integrated marketing communication. To further this, there are five steps involved in promotion opportunity analysis. You start with analyzing your competitor, who your competitor, shortlist them. We have partially discussed this. Then decide their footprints on the digital media, decide on each footprints, what they do, what are their call to action, what are the nature of offers that they are projecting, try to understand which segment are they trying to influence, etc. Then you try to explore what is the current opportunity available to you. If you do promotion for which targeted segment or which geography or which nature of customers, etc., you are supposed to get a better traction. That's what you try to analyze. Then derive, then focus on target market. How can you then target your market better, knowing the opportunity available to you? That you can. So what is done, and who's your customer? So then from there, who are the one whom you can quickly convert? Who are the one who may take little more time to convert, etc.? So the first mover and, you know, the laggards, entire that journey from the first customers, or there are customers who want to buy everything first, to the laggards who are at the end of the product cycle will probably come into buying the product. So that entire journey has to be understood. And product positioning. So what will be your positioning? Will it be the same positioning that is there on the offline media, or you want to create a different positioning for your product on online market? So because in online, your product positioning is a relevance of product and the other support service that you offer. So what is your base product level and what is your augmented product level? We have studied earlier. So what is the position online that you want to create for yourself? While you do promotion, will it be enhancing your image? Will it enhance your brand value, etc.? Or will it downgrade it? That's very important for you to be constantly remembering. Promotion opportunity analysis, establishing the communication objective. So moving from here, after doing this, how do you establish your communication objective? So develop brand awareness. So is it your communication is for the brand awareness, or increase category specific demand, or change customer's belief or attitude? He has a certain current belief or attitude. You want to change that, then accordingly your communication has to be designed. Enhance purchase action. So how can you make him decide fast, decide in your favor? That's the enhancement of the purchase. So while you do your opportunity matrix analysis, you try to determine what is the communication objective that you should adopt, for which you also have to do the competitive analysis. And while you do competitive analysis, these are the aspects again you study. Then encourage repeat purchases. How do you ensure repeat purchases? As I told you, earlier days, the promotion was there to always get a quick sale, quick number in a short time, from the fence sitters, from either the new customers and from maybe even the existing customers. But today, you can target it in a such way that you are able to get more repeat customers, or you are able to get fence sitters more, you are able to get lead to convert into customers. That is also possible in 2 days due to data availability. So communication objective determination can be any one of these five while you do your promotion opportunity analysis. Another one, six, build customer traffic. So is it that traffic you want to build? So then you do your communication accordingly, or enhance the image of the firm. So you promote a lot of CSR activities, a lot of customer testimonials, a lot of case studies, success stories, etc. Increase market share. So what is your promotion objective? So whether to get a better market share, in a low market share, you want to increase market share, or from existing higher market share, you want to pull in more market share, or the where you don't have a market, you want to get a market share. So those are the aspects that matters. Increase sales, so which is increasing the volume. And reinforce purchase decision. Customers to start billing what he has decided, what he has purchased, what he owns, etc. are the right product. His choice is right, etc. So how can you make customer believe those aspects? So that's also a challenge of a communication objective when you set under overall your assessment of the promotion opportunity analysis. So we have studied this 10 different ways to establish your communication as objectives while you are evaluating a promotion opportunity analysis. Create communication budget. So then after you decide your objectives, your opportunity, your next step under this is the budgeting. So budgeting can take place on several ways. The goal of the promotion. So what is the goal of the promotion? And that can be arrived in which way? And once you that clear about that, then you will know the channel involved, the reach and the frequency that is needed, and then you arrive at your budgeting using the simple available media cost, etc. The second is the threshold effects. for achieving certain results, certain threshold levels are required. Below that, if you do, it will not yield to the desired result. You may have a constraints, etc. So in that case, you work on a threshold limit. So certain minimum level needs to be achieved. So what is that threshold effect level for which what is going to be your budget? So that's another approach. Carryover effects. So like you try presume that, you know, this whatever that you are doing, and will you repeat again and again? So you don't have to really build every time certain aspects. You presume that customers understand this, customers remember this, so I will take move ahead from this. So accordingly, you need to reduce your maybe the communication spread, and you can limit your communication objectives also, and therefore probably your budget also will accordingly get adjusted. So it's a assumption of a carryover that certain things, because I've been regularly doing it, especially on the internet marketing. Yes, you will see brands, you know, always there. They have to be constantly doing something or the other, which was not during non-internet era. You will see a burst, or you will see a frequency or month or 2 months seasonality of products, advertisements come, then they don't come, which is not the case with the internet marketing. So, but in that case, therefore, they need to be aware about carryover effects, wear out effects. While I am on internet, while I promote other products, what will be the wear out effect on the existing products, etc. So that also you will have to be familiar about, as to after what period of gaps which you are absent from about any product or service of yours, the revenue starts affected, the volume starts, you know, getting adversely affected, then you will have to factor in that in your budgeting. Decay effects. Decay effects is nothing but tapering of the market, either market product life cycle curve is going down, etc. So same happens with the online also. So that how will you handle it? And then random events effect. So like in your overall thresholding strategy on tactics, there are certain random events that you have planned. So for that event, what is going to be the cost, and you need to factor those in while you develop your opportunity communication budget for the promotion opportunity tapping. Thank you.